ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹாம். விவேக சூடாமணி, ஸ்லோகா 524. ஸ்வமேவ சர்வதா பஷ்யன் மன்யமான ஸ்வமத்வயம் ஸ்வானந்தமனுபுஞ்சான காலம் நய மகாமதே. ஸோ ஹியர் த குரு சேஸ், ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் ஐ ஆம் வித் யூ ஐ கேன் கிவ் யூ ரெகுலர் ரிமைண்டர்ஸ், ரெகுலர் வார்னிங்ஸ், டூ நாட் ஃபர்கெட், பி கேர்ஃபுல், எட்ஸெட்ரா, பிகாஸ் யூ நோ திஸ் இஸ் த அட்வைஸ் செஷன். இஃப் யூ ரிமெம்பர், like as long as the children are with you, you know, you can regularly follow up and you can inquire, do this, do that, all kinds of things. But the children have to develop wings and go their own way at some point in time. That is important. So the guru is also in a similar situation only. And what he says, O Shishya, what you were doing all this time, you were my student all this time and listening to all the these things that I have been doing, and now what you have to do, I can correct you, but now hereafter I am going to be the reminder only in the form of the teaching which I have already put you through all these years or whatever time. So the Vedanta Shastram in your heart, that must regularly instruct you, tell you, remind you what your responsibilities are. Therefore he says, Swameva Pashyanna, Swameva. So you should put forth the necessary effort to regularly remember the teaching. Whatever has been taught, you should put effort to regularly remember the teaching. And then here Pashyan means what? Seeing. Seeing the Atma Swarupam. Pashyan refers to seeing the Atma Swarupam. That's what you are supposed to be doing it. And then, so the seeing is not physically seeing, but intellectually remembering. Intellectually remembering. So the world, you know, the world is only a nama rupa. It is not something real. One should be able to understand the world is only a nama rupa which is fluctuating. I should not be carried away by them. I should always remember the essence behind it. So that is the atma. So sarvabhutastha atmanam சர்வபூதானி சாத்மனி சம்பஷ்யன் பிரம்ம பரமம் யாதி நானியேன ஹேதுனா. தட்ஸ் வாட் கீதாச்சாரியா சேட். ஸோ இன் யுவர் இன்டராக்ஷன் வித் அனாத்மா, யூ ஷுட் நாட் லூஸ் சைட் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா ஸ்க்ரீன். யூனோ ஆல் தி அதர் திங்ஸ் ஆர் பிளேயிங் ஆன் தி ஆத்மா ஸ்க்ரீன் லைக் எ மூவி. வைல் அப்ரிஷியேட்டிங் த மூவி, யூ ஷுட் நாட் லூஸ் சைட் ஆஃப் த ஸ்க்ரீன் பிஹைண்ட் இட். The more intense your forgetfulness of the screen is, the more real the nightmarish movie becomes. And the more real the movie becomes, the more moving it will be. You know, Swamiji calls the movie because it moves you. So moves you means what? Moves you from reality. Therefore, the whole life is a movie taking place upon the screen of Atma. So do not forget that. That's what he reminds. Therefore, Swameva Pashyanna. You have to manage to remind yourselves. When situations are fine, you need not remember Vedanta at all. Because situations are all going very well. Why to remember Vedanta? Because there is no samsara. When everything is fine. Only when the samsara, that roga, samsara roga is active, then only you need remedy. So the jnana aushadam is required at that time. Therefore, sarvata in all circumstances, at all times, at all places and conditions, all those things, whenever any of those things are active, in all those times, may you please remember what is your real situation is and how you are dealing with those situations. One should be able to deal with it clearly. So that's what the Acharya is trying to remember, Sarvatha. And when only when samsara roga is active, therefore sarvatha in all circumstances, at all times, places and conditions, sarveshu desheshu, sarveshu kaleshu, sarveshu avasthasu, sarvatha pashyan, all the time. And manyamanaha, manyamanaha means doing mananam, that is dwelling upon the truth of yourselves, your nature. Swam manyamanaha, so you should remember which is the paramarthikam I. And which is the Vyavaharika I, Ahankara I. And all this, the Ahankara and Sakshi should be known very clearly. One should be able to remember all the time. So Swam, Advayam, 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 the non-dual, real self, Manyamanaha. And when you own up the real self, the Atma, it is always Ananda. The moment you remember Atma, it's Ananda. Ananda does not have even an iota of Dukkham. No dukkham associated with Ananda at all. The more you invoke the Atma, the more you can claim Ananda. More you can claim the Purnatvam. More you can claim Ananda. And that is the real reason why all the time one should be trying to dwell upon one's own self, the Atma. The more you invoke your Ahankara, Ahankara has got eternal problems. That is the thing. Ahankara has got all the problems. So much of problems Ahankara has. So the Ahankara is never free from problems at all. This we have told many times. Ahankara is never free from problems. Whereas that is indicated by even the avatars. If you take the avatars, for example, whether it is Rama avatara, Krishna avatara, full of problems. That means what? Ahankara in the world will have problems. Atma is ever free from problems. So focus on that Atma. So therefore, Swanandaha, Swanandaha, Atmanandaha, so Anubhunjanaha, owning up, claim up. So Kalam Naya, Mahatmate, Mahamate, O intelligent student, Mahamate, Mahamatihi. Mahamatihi means most intelligent student, the student of great intellect, sharp intellect. He is addressing them as students of sharp intellect. They are called Mahamatihi. So, such a student, Kalam Naya, spend your rest of the life in this manner, Kalam, rest of your life. Because as long as Prarabdha is there, life cannot end. Prarabdha will make you do this and this. Interactions cannot stop. And take it as God's will and allow the rest of Prarabdha to be exhausted. There is no point in resisting Prarabdha. We have no other duty in life. So, Kalam Naya, spend your life in that manner. Shloka 525. Akanda Bodhatmani Nirvikalpe Vikalpanam Vyomnipura Prakalpanam Tadadvayanandamayatmana Sada Shantim Paramethya Bhajasva Maunam. So whether one likes it or not, even after self-knowledge, one has to all the time deal with this Mithya Anatma only, and Satyam Brahma is never available for transactions. This is all very clear to us. So this is the difficulty of a Vedantic student who has to face this. Therefore the teacher says, you cannot help it. You have to transact with the Mithya world. Here alone there is a difference between dream and waking. That is, we have to remember that. When you wake up out of the dream, what happens? There is a very great advantage. You have woken up and the dream disappears. You need not interact with dream anymore. But in the case of Vedanta, you are waking up from this dream of world, all right. But the unfortunate problem is, even after waking up, this dream continues. It is not going away. This is a big difference between this waking and the waking from dream. So the waking of Atmajnanam. So this world, even after Atmajnanam, is never going to become out of sight. If it is out of our sight, we should not be tempted. No problem at all. We will not be tempted if it is out of our sight. Since it continues inside, the tendency to attribute reality to the world will always be there. And therefore, we have to only intellectually tackle that. experientially, there is no remedy. The world will continue. Problems at worldly level, physical level, they will all continue. Biological upheavals will be there. Economic tragedies will be there. They all will continue. All these cannot be forgotten, because even after self-knowledge, the world continues to appear. Therefore, seeing the world, we have to intellectually remind constantly, I see the world all right, but it is mithya. Like I see sunrise, I have to declare, sun never rises. I see sunrise every day, I should still be able to declare, sun never rises. It is the earth that is going around, the sun. It is an intellectual thing. Experientially, the sun will never rise. The sun always rises. Experientially, the sun will set also. Experientially, the earth is flat. Earth is a flat earth. But I have to intellectually convince myself, even though experientially it is flat and stationary, we know that is not the earth. That is not the truth. So intellectually we know earth is moving around in its own axis, 1,000 miles per hour. And it is going around the sun 60,000 miles per hour and all that. Because in 365 days, it has to complete one round. This violent motion is an intellectual conviction. It is not experiential. There is a disparity between experience and fact. Similarly, based on my Vedantic conviction, I have to tell there is an experience of duality, experience of gain and loss, experience of birth and death, experience of growth and decay, experience of health and sickness, all those are there. They are all experiential events. With intellectual conviction, I will confront the world. So the teacher says, it is a very tough task. But there is no alternative. So he says, akhanda bodhatmani nirvikalpe. So in the atma, which is akhanda bodhaha, undivided consciousness, and the nirvikalpe, which does not have any parts at all, triputi rahitaha ityarthaha. So akhandam, swagata bheda rahitam, nirvikalpa means sajatiyam, vijatiyam, bheda rahitam. I hope we remember all that. Swagata bhedam, that is internal differences. And sajatiyam, vijatiya bhedam, that is nirvikalpam. So together it does not have all the threefold divisions at all. And whatever divisions I experience, it is like vyomni pura prakalpanam. It is like the imaginary world which is seen in the evening sky full of clouds. There are so many clouds in the sky. Imagine that. So we call it Gandharva Nagaraha. In the evening sky, the clouds are there with varieties of patterns. In your imagination, one piece of cloud will look like an elephant, or a few people walking, or like a city with so many streets and markets and all that thing. You can imagine anything when you look at the sky. The pattern of the clouds can give you any such imagination. But we know they are all imaginary. There is no city at all. This imaginary city in the sky is called Gandharva Puram. So here Puram means a Gandharva Puram, the city of the celestials, Gandharvas. The imaginary city of the celestials, Prakalpanam, which is superimposed upon the sky. Vyomni, Vyomni here means the sky. Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam Nijantargatam Pashyan Atmani Mayaya Bahirivod Bhutam Yata Nidraya. So we saw already these things in the Dakshinamurti Stotram. So just as the Gandharva Nagaram is only a mithya, the creation also is mithya. This one has to keep always remembering. Then if the world is mithya, what should I do? Spend more time on the satyam. That's all one should do. Tad. Therefore, so advayananda mayatmanaha. Advayananda mayatmanaha. May you find more time. So gradually rearrange lifestyle and make sure that you have more time for satyam rather than mithya. Therefore, advaya anandaha mayatmanaha. May you remain in the form of advaya ananda, ananda atma. So anandamaya, maya means this ananda swarupam. not the Anandamaya Kosha. So we have to be careful. Anandamaya here, Ananda Swarupam, not the Anandamaya Kosha. So here, Maya refers to Ananda Swarupa Atma. May you remain sada, always. Means what? Whenever you have free time, instead of worrying about all the unnecessary things, try to dwell upon this teaching. So may you have some time management. And even when the duty calls for all worldly transactions, may you do the transactions in such a way that you will never forget your real nature. So let the whole life be like a drama. Enact it well. They are all role play. But remember, it is a role play. It is an enactment. Therefore, sada advaya ananda rupena shantim param etya. May you attain. Etya means attain. May you gain. So may you attain that. So may etya means prapyetyartha. May you attain. What? Param shantim. The more you remember Vedanta, the more you get shanti. The more you forget Vedanta, the more there will be ashanti, opposite of shanti. So if you have to find out whether Vedanta is remembered or forgotten, we have got a very, very clear acid test. Litmus test is there. Look at your mind. There is a general tranquility. Then Vedanta is safe. But if there is lot of upheavals, then Vedanta is under threat. Upheavals mean mental disturbance, right? So they can't become zero. They will be there. We are only reducing actually the three things. You know, remember the three things that we mentioned earlier? The frequency of disturbances, the intensity of disturbances, and the recovery period after these things, they all occur. They all three of them have to come down. So we never talk about zero ashanti. Ashanti will come, but it will not be a serious threat to your shanti. It will be there. We cannot remove it, but it won't be a threat to me. Disturbances can come, but it is not your spiritual life-threatening disturbance. It is a disturbance, all right, but it is not going to threaten my spiritual life. So shantim param etya. May you attain. So he says, keep quiet. That means maunam bhajasva, means quieten down. It should be the rise of vairagyam, vivekam, in your life. Then it is worthwhile. Other than viveka and vairagya, no other progress is possible by traveling, doing this, doing that, and all that. Because a finite effort can only remain in finitude. By no process can finite be converted to infinite. Understanding this, if you reduce your jumping up and down and running, then it is good. Therefore, maunam bhajasva. May you remain quiet. Then, can I teach Vedanta? I am remaining quiet. Can I teach Vedanta? You are asking me to be quiet. Can I teach that? Where do people have time? Because they are all busy running. Therefore, very few people are really interested, maybe like a few of you. And if there are some few genuinely interested people, may you share that knowledge with them. Otherwise, do not impose Vedanta upon someone who is not interested. Our Swamiji, our Sringeri Acharya, he gives a small anecdote. He says, there was one great scholar. He learned a lot of Vedanta and a very great scholar in Vedanta. So he had some known person who is a very rich man. So he went and told him, I have gained a lot of knowledge in Vedanta, so I would like to teach you. Then this man said, yes, very nice. It is very nice of you to teach me. Why don't you teach? Then we can start from tomorrow. Then the teacher asked, how long you think I should teach you every day? He said, you can teach me till such time I go to sleep. So Vedanta is used as a sadhanam for putting somebody to sleep. That Vedanta will not be digested, if that is the case. And undigested Vedanta is like undigested food. So, anabhyase visham shastram. Shastra itself is a visham, is a poison, when it is not digested. Food is good or bad. When it is digested, it nourishes us. But if it is not digested, the very same food becomes poison. Similarly, for an unprepared person, Vedanta becomes a headache or becomes a sleeping pill. And therefore, unless there are some people genuinely interested, Gaudapadacharya, he tells in the Mandukya, Jadavati Lokaha Acharet, may you also live like other samsaris in the world, if there are no qualified people to teach. And when all of them are crying, whether you feel like crying or not, join the cry. Otherwise, they will think that there is something wrong with you. Jadavat. Jadavat means Ajnanivat. You be like an Ajnani, you also enact a samsari drama. So, Maunam Bhajasva. Shloka 5:26. तूष्णीमवस्था परमोपशान्तिः बुद्धेरसत्कल्पविकल्पहेतोः ब्रह्मात्मना ब्रह्मविदो महात्मनः यत्राद्वयानन्दसुखं निरन्तरम्. सो लर्न् टु हेण्डल् युवर् मैण्ड् विच् इस् केपबल् आफ् कान्स्टेण्ट्लि बिल्डिङ्ग् केसल्स् इमेजिनेशन्. Constantly attaching reality to the past and the future, mind will dwell upon the past. And even though the past is pratibhasikam, imaginary, pratibhasikam means imaginary reality, the mind is capable of pumping the reality to it by repeatedly dwelling on it. So from pratibhasikam, it becomes vyavaharika reality. And then it is taken to the level of even paramarthika reality. This is the job of the mind. It converts pratibhasikam, imaginary things, into paramarthikam, real. So what happened 23 years before, 30 years before, it can come in front of your mind. And you can go on dwelling on that, and you can find there is even palpitation in your heart. The body begins to react. And then even tears can roll. Somebody died 30 years ago. For an incident which has already gone, it got reality only by the mind recollecting and propping it up now. Or the mind is capable of giving reality to the future also, which has not come yet into existence at all so far. Imagination. It is another pratibhasikam. That is called imagination, speculation. So the mind is constantly busy projecting the pratibhasikam past and pratibhasikam future and responding to those non-existent events. So he says, learn to handle that mind, address that mind, and tell that mind, keep quiet for some time. Actually, Raja Bhadragiri, he tells in his Vairagya Satakam, I am planning to do it sometime later, I don't know when, but it's one of my another favorite texts. పరిభ్రమసి కిం ముదా క్వచన చిత్త విశ్రామ్యతాం స్వయం భవతి యద్యతా భవతి తత్తతా నాన్యతాం అతీతం అననుస్మరన్నపి చ భావ్య సంకల్పయన్ న తర్కిత సమాగమాన్ అనుభవామి భోగానహం. యు అడ్రస్ యువర్ మైండ్, ఓ మైండ్ కిం వ్రత పరిభ్రమసి, వై ఆర్ యు ఫ్లట్టరింగ్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్, why are you so restless, why are you wandering all the time? Kvachana chitta vishramyatam, vishramyatam, may you take some rest. See, Bhagavan had given some sleep for the sake of that only, but we have managed even to lose the natural sleep. Bhagavan's gift itself we are capable of destroying. The sleep actually is the most powerful thing, but we can create enough worry to knock off that sleep also. Swayam bhavati yadyatha bhavati tattata nanyata. How the future has to unfold, it has to unfold. You have no total control at all over the future. You do have a free will, all right. You can contribute to the future, but you are not the controller of the future. What is the difference between the contributor and controller? Contributor means you are only one of the factors for the future. You have a contribution, like for example, a vote. We all voted. Contribution to vote. Your vote has a value, all right. But it is not, the your vote is not the only total decider of the outcome. So do what you can do. But remember, the future will unfold itself, which is unknown, which is unpredictable, and which is uncontrollable. When it comes, cross the bridge. That's all one has to do. Then what should I do? Then atita mananasmaranam. Do not brood too much on the future. There is no need. So it happened like that, it happened like that. No point in thinking about it all the time. Swami Dayananda Swami, he gives actually a nice this thing. It seems a person was thirsty. They were all train, you know, himself and his family were traveling the train. He was thirsty. And his wife, you know, it is all wife's problem, right? She forgot to bring water. So this person was constantly telling, I told you to bring water, I told you to bring water, you did not bring. So the next station is so far away, constantly, not a drop of water and all that. I am thirsty, I am thirsty. And the wife cannot even jump off the train, right? The train is on the move. And then at last the station came and she made sure that enough water was brought. And she thought at least hereafter he would not nag her anymore because thirst is gone. But later he started saying what? I was thirsty, I was thirsty. So he was telling I am thirsty. Now he is telling I was thirsty, I was thirsty. So what can she do now? Jump off the train again? That is the only she could have perhaps done with such a husband. So therefore either we worry about the present or worry about the past. That's what Bhadragiri says, do not brood over too much. Because brooding cannot change the past. So, atitam ananusmaranam. Then, can I be concerned about the future? Also useless. Planning is one thing, worry is quite different thing. This all we have seen all these things earlier. Planning is a deliberate action, which is done with a time frame that I choose using my free will. But when it is not a deliberate action and it happens any time, it is not planning, it is worrying. Worrying is a mechanical thing and the time is unpredictable. Whereas planning is deliberate and the time is predictable. Therefore, apicha bhavya sankalpayanne. Do not worry about the future plans. That is quite different. Then what do? Atak. This is atarkita samagaman anubhavami boganaham. Whatever the prarabdha brings or Lord brings, let us say, face those situations as they come. He says buddhehe. Buddhehe means the mind. In the second line, the buddhehe. What type of mind it is? Asat kalpa vikalpa hetoho, which is the cause of mithya projection. Asat kalpa vikalpa hetoho, mithya. Hetu means cause. Vikalpa means projection, building up. So what kind of vikalpa? Asat kalpa, which is mithya. Asat kalpa means mithya, asat. No reality to that. And why it is called asat kalpa? Mithya is called asat kalpa because mithya is as good as non-existent. An unreal thing is as good as a non-existent thing. All these things all we have seen much in detail long ago. So fake money, for example, is as good as no money. For example, the present 500 rupees and 1000 rupees, which was, you know, demonetized recently. They are as good as, what is the use of having so much of that money? It's as good as no money. So asat kalpa, mithya, vikalpa means projection. Hetu means cause. So the mind is the cause of mithya projections. Mind is the cause of mithya projections. And what should be the job of Vedanta then? It should quieten such a projecting mind. Tushnim avastha, quiet condition of such a projecting mind, pacification of such mind. And the ultimate pacification can happen only by what? Only by self-knowledge. All other method can only temporarily quieten the mind. Even, for example, going to an ashrama. Somebody said, I will go quieten my mind by going to an ashrama. I want to get peace there. Swami Ungaranta, it says, he says, somebody asked, where is, you know, in some ashrama, where is the Swamiji of some ashrama? Where is he gone? And the people there told him, he went for peace of mind to another ashrama. So ashrama does not guarantee peace. Even if it gives peace, it is only an induced peace of mind, and therefore it cannot be permanent. When you come back, worry also will come back. As it is, we are keeping the cell phone. Swamiji actually talks about the cell phone. We keep the cell phone all the time with us. Wherever we go, we make sure we do not miss not our cell phone. We do not miss our worries. By taking the cell phone with us, constantly it rings, worries also ring along with that. This is called the cell phone. So switch off the cell phone for some time. That is our worrying mind, switch it off. Tushnim avastha, quietening the mind through knowledge. That alone can be permanent quietening. Otherwise it cannot be. Therefore it is called Parama Upashanti. That is alone called total shanti. So the quietening of the mind, classification of the mind, the inner leisure of the mind, or freedom, we can talk any of those, or the constant, from the constant stress. In Sanskrit, this is called, anayasa. Anayasaha, this is such a mind. So physically also there is relaxation, mentally also there is relaxation. Paramopashanti, he means it is the absolute peace. And may you enjoy that absolute peace. And yatra, in such a Vedantic silence, in which mind is alert and active, Brahmatmana, the mind always entertains the thought that I am Brahman. I am not in the absence of thoughts, but I am Brahman in spite of thoughts. Whatever thoughts I have. All the time, we call it sthayi bhava, if you remember, like the tamburashruti. So all the time that thought is always there. I am Brahman, I am Brahman. Thoughts cannot disturb my Brahmanhood, because thoughts belong to what? They belong to vyavaharika satyam. I, the Brahman, am paramarthikam. This paramarthikam is never disturbed by thoughts. I am body thought is against Vedanta. I am body, that thought is against Vedanta, which will create problems. I am Brahman is a harmless thinking all the time. Therefore, that is the true thinking also. Therefore, Brahmatmana, in the form of very Brahman, as Brahman entertaining the thought I am, at the thought entertaining that Brahmanhood. Advayanandaha sukham. The jnani enjoys sukham bhavati. We have to supply the verb bhavati. Verb, the jnani enjoys because of the result of the Vedantic thoughts. Because of the Vedantic thoughts, he enjoys. As a result of jnana vritti, the jnani enjoys advaya ananda sukham. So the ananda, advaya ananda, here actually the ananda sukham is a repetition, because ananda itself is sukham. Then what is ananda sukham sukham? Therefore, ananda sukham we should be understanding as ananta sukham. He enjoys the ananta sukham, which is non-dual. And here also, the word enjoys the sukham means what? We are again referring to an, the moment we say enjoys, we are referring to experiential pleasure. But it's in the form of here, knowledge that I am ever anandaha. It is jnana janyam, arising out of my jnanam. Because the difference between jnanam and anubhava, experience and jnanam. Anubhava is an event. These are all small things, even though we may be able to relate to them, but better to remind ourselves once in a way. Anubhava, experience, is an event. And an event is what? Is time bound. Whereas jnanam, knowledge, is not taken as an event in Vedanta. Experience is an event, it is time-bound event, whereas jnanam is not an event. Why? If jnanam is an event, what will happen? Jnanam will be there for some time, and after some time, again jnanam will go away. And if jnanam goes away, what will come? Again ignorance will come. So, aham brahmasmi jnanam is continuously there. For example, how it is continuously there? For I am the son of so and so, that knowledge is constantly there in my mind. Therefore, the knowledge that I am Mr. So and so is not even an event, because that knowledge is there even when I am, for example, I am sitting in the webinar. even during the webinar, when so many other things are happening, the constantly the knowledge that I am the son of so and so is always there. So you know who you are, you know your phone number, you know your name. All these are knowledge, and knowledge is technically, you know, it is all the time it is there. I am not going to, again, we don't have to, you know, deal with the many of these details because it's a technical subject, but it is enough if you remember that experience is an event, but jnanam is not an event. That is why we avoid the word experience and insisting upon the word jnanam. In Vedanta, we don't use the word experience at all. If experience is equated to, for example, moksha, then moksha also, jnanam is moksha, that we know. If experience is equated to moksha, moksha also will become an event because it is an experience. And if moksha is also an event, it cannot be eternal. If moksha is equated to jnanam, jnanam is always there. Therefore, pashyan, shrinvan, jikran, so auspishan, so all those things we saw. So thoughts are present or absent, I have jnanam. And therefore, advaya ananda sukham, nirantaram. That word is important, nirantaram. Nirantaram means in the form of, in the jnanam, that ananda is always, is ever there. Which means, even if there is a sorrow in the mind, for example, listening to some tragic event of somebody's, you know, dukkham or whatever it is, so even if the mind is going to get disturbed, the disturbance in the mind of a jnani cannot affect him, cannot displace the jnanam that I am ananda swarupaha. That is the uniqueness of jnana janya anandaha. The bliss, the happiness start arising out of jnanam, that is the uniqueness. Because the disturbance in the mind belongs to what? Belongs to the vyavaharika antakarana parinama. I am ananda is a statement. Ananda is a statement regarding my ananda swarupa, my nature, my real nature. In a disturbed mind, my ananda does not get reflected at all. The mind lacks reflected ananda. But the absence of reflected ananda does not displace my knowledge that I am original ananda swarupaha. These are all small things, as I told you, they are important to understand. Therefore, jnana janya ananda can coexist with psychological disturbances. And that psychological disturbance is also seen as prarabdha janya mithya, fluttering. I am different from even such conditions. And that is why nirantaram. Whereas psychological happiness is disturbed, or experiential happiness is disturbed by experiential sorrow. Experiential happiness is displaced by experiential sorrow. Whereas jnana janya ananda, being not an experience or an event, it is there all the time. Whatever be the condition of the mind, that we should remember. It is a very, very subtle difference, because no experiential pleasure can be permanent. This fundamental law, we can call it a law, one should remember. No experiential pleasure can be permanent. Jnana janya anandaha alone can be permanent. Because jnanam is permanent and it is not in the form of an experience. Such an ananda in the form of knowledge, so brahmavidaha is there for, that knowledge is there for the brahmavid. Brahmavid means for a jnani. When, yatra is understood, when his mind is in Vedantic silence. So hereafter we will use the two words, we should know the difference between. Vedantic silence is in spite of thoughts. Yogic silence is absence of thoughts. Vedantic silence is in spite of thoughts. You may have thoughts, but still you can have Vedantic silence. Whereas yogic silence means absence of thoughts. We never recommend yogic silence at all in Vedanta. We always recommend Vedantic silence, which can happily coexist with Vedantic thoughts. What type of jnani he is? Mahatmanaha. Who is a Mahatma? The ones whose Jivatma has been converted into Paramatma. Mahatma means the whose Jivatma has been converted to Paramatma through what? Through self-knowledge. Atma means Jivatma here. And Maha, Maha refers to Paramatma. So Mahatma means the one whose Jivatma has been converted to Paramatma. All are during, there's no physical conversion or anything, not by a process of change, but by sheer knowledge. What knowledge it is? The limitations of Jivatma are superimposed limitations. Once I negate them, I am Paramatma. For such a jnani, the jnana janya ananda is always there, eternally there. Shloka 527. Nasti nirvasanan maunat param sukha kuduttamam vijnata atmasvarupasya svanandarasa payinaha. So we talked about the Vedantic silence, which is free from samsara thoughts, like I am mortal, and you know, all those kinds of things. I am worried about my relatives. All these, they are all called samsaric thoughts. Freedom from that thought, that is called Vedantic silence, mauna. And this Vedantic silence is not immediately achieved, because even after jnanam, because of our, you know, sheer habit, that samsara vritti, that those thoughts continue. The lip will say asangoham, asangoham, but the mind will worry about the surroundings. So viparita bhavana is an obstacle to Vedantic silence. All these habitual tendencies, we have seen all these viparita bhavana and all earlier. And that is why we talk about nididhyasana as a method of handling the habitual worry. And the viparita bhavana is called vasana. So this vasana or viparita bhavana or habitual worry is an obstacle to Vedantic silence. It is an obstacle to the entertainment of Vedantic way of thinking. And what is nididhyasana? We have seen that remaining in touch with Shastra is only one way. And there are so many other ways. The so-called meditative nididhyasana is only one optional way. But nididhyasana can be repeated shravanam, or reading, or writing, or discussing with other people, or teaching in one form or the other. It can be. So be alive to the Vedantic teaching by in some form or the other. And as this teaching soaks into my personality, then the vasana becomes weaker and weaker. And so the consequent Vedantic silence, that becomes deeper and deeper. That means generally I am relaxed. Three things. When I am relaxed, what does it mean? The frequency of reaction, the intensity of reaction, and the recovery period from anything, they become less and less significant. And generally I am tranquil, and in this general tranquility, general freedom from disturbance caused by unvedantic thinking, that is called nirvasana mauna. So these lines, they are all actually interpreted by people differently. You know, various authors, you know, they interpret it differently. So generally I am tranquil. And this general tranquility, general freedom from all these disturbances, that is called nirvasana maunam. So they go into the yoga path. What do? They go into the yoga path. They interpret maunam means utter silence. That means mind should not have thoughts at all. That is the difference, biggest difference between yoga and Vedanta. They think mind should be utterly thoughtless. For that you have to remove all the vasanas. But vasanas can never be removed, because vasanas have been acquired from when? Anadikala pravrittihi. It is all supposed to be for a long, so many janmas. When are you going to remove all the vasanas and stop the thoughts? And even if you are going to stop the thought totally, you are going to become a stone-like person, because a thoughtless mind is as good as no mind. No mind means what? There is no difference between a rock and this Mahajnani, because rock also does not have a mind. Therefore, are we struggling to become a rock-like, vegetable-like person? Therefore, nirvasana maunam is interpreted as total elimination of vasana and becoming a thoughtless person, permanently sitting in nirvikalpaka samadhi. But we say this is inappropriate. Insertion of yogic philosophy into Vedanta. In Vedanta, we never talk about that. We talk about viparita bhavana nivrittihi. That's what we are saying, nirvasana mauna. Other than viparita bhavana, other thoughts need not be removed at all. When I am looking at a wall, for example, and I say this is a wall, in what way it is samsara? There is no samsara at all there, right? I look at a wall and say this is a wall. I look at the rain and say it is rain coming. And in what way it is samsara? Suppose I think of a plan which gets affected and then I am going on building up. That is the problem and that is samsara. So appreciation of Ishvara Srishti without subject projection involves thoughts. And that Ishvara Srishti, that thought will not bind you at all. Not only it will not bind, in fact, you enjoy Ishvara Drishti Srishti also. Is there anywhere anything more beautiful than the rain? Can all the people of the world produce such a rain? Impossible. Enjoy Ishvara Srishti. Avoid projections of ahankara. Remove Jiva Srishti. You are muktaha then. You are free. And therefore, Vedantic moksha is not vasanalessness, but removal of viparita vasanas. And Vedantic silence also is not thoughtlessness, but it is the removal of unhealthy subjective projecting of thoughts. So, other than such a maunam, nirvasana maunam, sukha kritu nasti. There is no other better source of ananda, appreciation of Ishvara Srishti as it is. Other than that, Shankaracharya, he writes actually Sampurnam Jagadeva Nandan Nandanavanam. The world becomes a garden. Jagadeva Nandanavanam. Sarvepi Kalpadrumahadrumaha. Every tree is a wish yielding Kalpadruma. You know why? Because you have no wish. Every tree becomes a wish yielding tree because you have no wishes. Gangam Vari Samasta Vari Nivahaha. All rivers or Ganga, and Punya Samasta Ime, everything is holy and sacred. Vacha Prachana Samskrita Shruti Giraha. All the words I utter, they are all Samskritam. Samskritam means Samyakritam, well made. And Varanasi Medini, the whole earth is Kashi. I need not go to Kashi at all, waiting for death. The whole earth is Varanasi. So, sarvavasti iti vastu vishayaha drishtem parabrahmani. So, why should I stop thoughts? But why should I stop the sensory perceptions? Let everything continue. I can be still happy. Sukha krit, that is the greatest source of ananda. There is no other. So, param uttamam sukakrit nasti. There is no other better source of ananda other than this jnanam. So even if you get some experiential bliss, for example, in nirvikalpaka samadhi, that also will be there as long as a person is able to sit. The moment he comes out again, he will come back to square one. So the vijnata atmaswarupasya, this is the highest source of ananda. Vijnata atmaswarupasya. What nirvasana maunam viparita bhavana rahita, so you know, shantihi. So other than that shanti, there is no greater relief for whom? For vijnata atmaswarupasya, for that jnani, that vijnata atmaswarupa, supaswarupa means the jnani. So, the one who has known his very nature, for such a jnani, vijnatam atmanaha swarupam yenaha, it's a bahuvrihi samasa, and therefore only swanandaha, swananda rasa payinaha, therefore who is all the time drinking atmarasam, pibare ramarasam, like that atmananda rasa payinaha, payi means the one who drinks all that. And here the words like drinking, ananda rasa, etc., they are all highly figurative. So one should not be thinking that some ananda is flowing somewhere and one can drink. you will think that, you know, from the top of the head, some kind of juice is going to flow and it will grow through the nose and your lips and all that thing. Do not imagine all kinds of things. Even if there is some such liquid flowing, I do not know, but raising up, you know, some, all this Kundalini yoga and all that thing, what you call it as Kundalini Shakti going up and hitting the Sahasrara, and out of that some liquid flows and it drenches the entire thing. So it has nothing to do with, all of them may be there, may not be there, we don't know, but it has nothing to do with Atma. We are not interested in those things at all. We do not refute the possibility of existence of Kundalini. We do not refute the possibility of its rising, none of them. We do not refute the possibility of its hitting some part, you know, and we do not refute the possibility of some kind of special, you know, amrita rasam, you know, flowing. We do not refute any of them. That is not our job. All those, they may be existing in yoga field. Shankaracharya also is willing to accept all those possibilities, but what we are asserting is they belong to still the anatma field. They are not still atma. They may enjoy vyavaharika satyam. We are interested in paramarthika satyam, which can never flow. So therefore, all these thoughts came to, you know, this thing, because from Swananda Rasapayi. Swananda Rasapayi, they are, when somebody, you know, reads those lines, Swamiji says this, Swananda Rasapayi may lead to all these thoughts. So it is the wisdom that Aham Purnaha, I am full. Let anything can happen, I am full still. Shloka 5:28. Gacham stishtannu pavishan shayano vanya tapivam yete chaya vased vidvan atma rama sadamunihim. So the teacher here, he clearly says that you need not escape from the world. You need not go to some interior forest. Nothing you need to do, because jnanam can never be disturbed by external events. A condition of mind can be disturbed by external events. Jnanam is not a condition of mind. If jnanam is a condition of mind, when mind condition goes, jnanam also will go away. Jnanam is not a condition of mind. Experience is a condition of mind. And since Vedanta is banking upon jnanam, which is never a condition of the mind, which can never be disturbed by your own life's activities, you need not escape from the world. You can be happily around. Watch the Mithya show with the awareness that Mithya cannot disturb me. Therefore, he says, Gachan, keep moving. Tishtan, stand and stare. Stand in some place. Upavishan, sit if your leg is paining. And upavishan means is sitting. And even if you are not able to sit because of back pain and all those thing, whatever it is, doesn't matter. So, shavanaha, lying down. Shavanaha means lying down. Because jnanam is jnanam, whatever be your posture. It is not in padmasanam it is jnanam, and in dhanurasanam it is ajnanam. No. No, jnanam is jnanam, whatever be your physical posture. So, anyatapiva. Now they talk about some postural, you know, blood pressure also. The particular posture, the blood pressure will be high. The doctors, they say, the other postures, blood pressures will be normal. Like that, jnanam is jnanam. When you sit straight or if you bend, aham jivosmi, no. Whatever be the posture, aham brahmasmi only is the truth. Because fact does not depend upon condition. What does not depend upon condition is called a fact. And therefore, anyata piva, through whatever be your activity. That is why we say you need not even change your ashrama. Whether you are a brahmachari or grahastha, doesn't matter. If you are a brahmachari and if you love to continue as a brahmachari, and if you are a grahastha, you need not change the ashrama. Whatever be the ashrama, continues. Sarvata vartamanopi. Actually, Krishna, he tells in the Gita, Sarvata vartamanopi sayogi mayi vartate. That person is in me. Shankaracharya, actually, in Shivananda Lahari, there are a couple of beautiful shlokas. Kuhayam geheva bahirapi vaneva adrishikarehe jaleva vannauva vasatu vasatehe kimvadapalam sadayasyaivanta karanamapi shambhotava padehe Siddham chet yogo sau, sacha paramayogi, sacha sukhi. Where are you know, whether you are in your home or in a cave or in water, does not matter. Vaturva gehi vam yetirapi jati vatadhitarohom narova yakkaschid bhavato pavakim tena bhavati yadiyam hrutpadmam yadi bhavadadhiram pashupatehe tadiyastam bambohom bhavasi bhavabharam chavahasi. Let him be a brahmachari, vaturva, or a grahastha. Let him be a gehi, whatever it is, or vanaprasthi, sannyasi. What is important is this awareness. I am unaffected by whatever I experience. This knowledge alone is important. Therefore, he says, yadechaya vaset. May you live according to your own temperament, whatever is your ichcha. Do not try to imitate a particular jnani. For example, Ramana Maharshi, he just sat in a place. Therefore, it is not that you should also sit like him. And another Swamiji was going around the globe, giving lectures and so many things, went all over the world. Therefore, you need not also become a Swamiji like that, going all around. You don't have to try to imitate him. It is not the external activity which keeps you a jnani. It is not the external inactivity which keeps you a jnani. Go according to your swabhava. Prakritim yanti bhutani nigraham kim karishyati. Why do you suppress your swabhava? If you are active, be active. But do not do all the other things which are not, you know, accord, which are not in keeping with the shastras. So don't do all those. If you do those things, then it's a problem. So yatechayam vaset vidvan. That is why vidvan, after jnanam. Before that, you should be alert. Yatechaya is yadricha labasantushtaha of the Bhagavad Gita. You know, when Krishna said this in Bhagavad Gita, yadricha labasantushtaha. And whatever he is doing, what is his condition? Atma Ramaha, the one who is ever dwelling in Atma. All the time, find contentment in yourself. And Atmaneva Atmana Tushtaha, not in any external conditions. Find security in yourselves, not in the external possessions. Atma Ramaha, Atmaneva Atmana Tushtaha, Sada Munihi. And always be a Muni. Muni is not the one who has a long beard or anything like that. Muni is the one, Munihi means Mananat Munihi, the one who is in touch with Shastra all the time. One whose thinking is Vedanta friendly thinking all the time, thinking about one's own nature all the time, directing one's thoughts in the line of Vedanta. So we'll stop here and continue in the next webinar. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Leenasya Parasa Maheshwaraha Krishna Pranamastu Narayana.